Chapter 5, Devotional 3, Knowing God's Call on Your Life. First, who and then how. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 through 12, we read, "For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory." Self-esteem, or our identity, who I am, shapes how we define and see ourselves in relation to others and the world. Self-worth, or our innate sense of value, how I want to be treated, it shapes our needs and expectations we have of others. These two concepts explain who we are and how we want others to interact with us. Understanding a person's views on self-esteem and self-worth are critical to understanding their actions and meeting their needs. Knowing this, you have a prescription for communication and interaction. Jesus always understood a person's needs, even when they did not, and he responded to their most basic or intrinsic needs. Jesus was never too busy or in too much of a hurry to overlook the needs of others. His actions were motivated by love and compassion. Jesus looked beyond the surface or immediate needs to the deeper and eternal needs. As a Christian, we must ask the Holy Spirit to show us the who and explain the how. Without the help of the Holy Spirit, we are simply incapable of meeting the deepest needs of others. With the help of the Holy Spirit, and by deciding to imitate Jesus, we can start each day by deciding to be intentional and purposeful in our interactions. We can walk in Christ-like love and compassion, change lives, and leave a mark that cannot be erased. Child of God, I encourage you to, today, decide to honor God with His call on your life. Lord, thank you for calling me into relationship. Help me to grow in wisdom and discernment, love and compassion. Jesus, guide my steps in all I do and say. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.